I'm going to show you at the end of this video the location where I am today. The view is really beautiful and there is a temple in front of me. But first I want to talk with you. And I would like you to settle down as well, because we're going to have an intense conversation today. And I would like to start by sharing a quote from Nietzsche. In his book, The Will to Power, he said, "I wish suffering, desolation, sickness, ill-treatment, and indignities upon my fellow men and women. I have no pity for them, because I wish for them the only thing that can prove today whether one is worth anything, whether one endures." Now this sounds pretty tough, right? And I understand Nietzsche, because he had a very difficult life. He was mostly suffering with physical pains, and he was not able to write a lot. So if you've ever read Nietzsche, he wrote very small texts, very intense, very condensed. And in his lifetime, maybe just 400, 500 people would read his book. He only became popular later. I'm sharing it because we all suffer. We all struggle in life. And no matter how much we try to create conducive environment where we can keep away all the suffering, all the negativities, all the harshness of life, but it is like water. It always finds its way in. You cannot keep it away for too long. And what I want to say is that we don't even have to keep them away. I would even go ahead and say we should just embrace them. When they come, we should embrace them. And why do I say that? I say that because it is through suffering that we evolve. It is through suffering that we learn and grow. What if you don't try to remove suffering from your life? What if you give it a chair and let it sit and listen to it? What is it trying to say? What is it trying to teach you? In life, everything exists in duality. What comes, goes. What arises, passes away. All that is good becomes bad. All that is bad becomes good. Day turns to night. You know, months change. Everything will always be in a constant state of flux. Everything will change. And by trying to keep the negatives away and keeping only the positives, you are trying to create an unnatural condition. It is simply not possible. What is possible, though, is that you embrace life in its totality. When suffering knocks on your door, you welcome it with open arms. Sometimes there is a grand design in universe. It is trying to teach us something. It is trying to show us a lesson that we wouldn't learn if we wouldn't suffer. So we go through phases in life when, for a long period of time, everything is going wrong. Relationships are ending up, you're going through sickness and diseases, jobs are getting lost, keys are getting lost, the texts are getting deleted. Something is going wrong, right? It is time to pause and reflect upon them. Why is it happening? Instead of saying, why me? You should think of yourself as the chosen one. The chosen one who has been given the opportunity to go deeper into something. A lot of people in this life, you will see that they have gone through so much harshness, so much toughness, that they've come out of it on the other side really strong, and they have something worthwhile to share with the rest of the world. Maybe you have to go through this experience because you have to teach us something. You have to share with us something, some valuable lessons for the future generation. It could be anything. And anyway, I always say that it's in your perception that you create happiness or suffering. So if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. If you change the way you look at your suffering, it can be not a curse, but a boon, a blessing. The question is, can you take your problems and troubles less personally, impersonally, and look at them objectively to see what can be done right now? What is life? Where is life trying to take me? Where is it pushing me? And there is no point fighting the rhythm of life. the best thing to do is to find out which way the wind is blowing and fly that way. And there is no, you should not feel egoist about it and try to swim against the current, because the current is you. You are the current. You are made of that current. So by separating yourself from the current and then saying that, no, I will fight it, you're just being a fool. The best thing is to surrender to nature, the grand design, the laws of nature, and flow with them. I feel your suffering. I feel it deeply. I know how hard it is to be in a position where the words that I'm saying make no sense. And I'm not even trying to force sense to you. But if you're listening, I just want you to listen and let it sink in. Maybe when you look back in retrospect, these words will make more sense to you. Maybe right now, the only thing you can do is listen to these words and you cannot take any action. And even that is okay. Total surrender is to say that I have no will against the will of life. I have no will against the will of God or the will of universe, whichever way you prefer. It is the separate self that suffers, because the separate self is not real. It is the ego that creates all this drama, and if we don't step back and see through it, we will always think that life is miserable, that something is wrong in life. But nothing is wrong in life. As the separate self, it is your opportunity to recognize your true nature. And if you're suffering, if you're struggling, there is no way out of it but through it. The only way out is the way through. So don't be afraid. Have strength. Have courage. Seek help if you need to. Seek help. But don't run away. Don't be a coward. There is no place in natural selection for weak people, for weak creatures. So be strong. Don't give up on life that easily. And God forbid, if you ever have the thoughts of committing suicide or ending your life because it's too hard, just know that it's not the solution. It is, I don't know how, what will be your last state of mind while going through that act. And God forbid, if you failed, you can never do it again, because something will break and you can never try again. And it will be even harder for you to rise up from there. If you are thinking of ending your life as a philosophical inquiry, I have nothing against that. If you can put forward some really interesting philosophical point of view through which you say it doesn't matter, hence it doesn't matter, and I'm going to end it, good luck. I wish you all the best. But running away is not a solution. Who knows, if there is rebirth and you come back, you have to go through all that struggle again. And maybe you've done it in your past lives and then you're doing it again. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that right now, to digress from our main topic. But all I want to see, what I'm doing right now, I don't know if I'm doing justice to it, if you're still listening to me. What I'm doing right now is holding space for you. I'm telling you that it's okay to suffer. Everybody suffers. But you should not be afraid. You should not try to run away from your problems. You should embrace them. You should walk with your chest up and your shoulders rolled backwards. And you should be like, I'm ready to deal with whatever comes. You will see that if you can do it, so much growth happens, so much learning happens, so much beauty can be created in life just by going through a lot of hardships in life. They are opportunities. Every obstacle is an opportunity. Every problem is an opportunity. So this is my message to you today. And as I promised, I will show you now where I am sitting today. Let's see. Okay, so this is close to Champawat in Maneshwar actually. We are in Uttarakhand. I came up from down there. Maybe you can see the road behind me. Yeah, there. And the temple behind me here. Yeah. It's a goddess temple here. It's very quiet here, not many people here, so I thought I should just come here and record something. All right, I'll see you. Take good care of yourself.